So let's review. The Mishnah in the previous daf continues, Ganav v'tavach b'yom kippur, misham tashlum abo v'chamisha. If he stole an animal and slaughtered it on Yom Kippur, he's liable to pay dal behei, as Rashi explains, because de'ein zdainai el karas. For malach on Yom Kippur, there is merely a punishment of karas, and the concept of kamli b'drin avrinei applies only to chiv misis bezdin, but does not apply to chiv krisis. The chiv karas does not absolve him of the chiv mammon. And the Gemara adds that although malchus mia ikka, for malach on Yom Kippur, there is also a chiv malchus, however, our Mishnah follows the opinion of Reb Meir, the Amar, Leiku Mishalm, one can receive both punishments of Malkus and Mammon, and the Chiv Malkus does not absolve him of the Chiv Mammon. The Gemara points out, however, that Reb Meir agrees with the next Mishnah, Daf Ayin Dalad, that Ganav V'Tavach B'Shabbos Einu Misham Tashlum Medal Behei. If a person stole an animal and slaughtered on Shabbos, he is not liable to pay Dal Behei, because in this case he is Chayv Skila for Shechita B'Shabbos, and Leiku Mishalm Islei, Meis U'Misham Lesley. Reb Meir agrees that Kamli B'Rabbanei applies to Chiv Misis Bezdin. The Chiv Misis Bezdin does absolve him of the Chiv Mammon, but Kamli B'Rabbanei does not apply to Chiv Krisis U'Malkus. However, the Gemara proceeds to ask from a Braisa in which Reb Meir holds Ganav B'Tavach B'Shabbos, Misham Tashlumi Abba V'Chamisha. He is liable to pay Dal Behei, V'Chacham Patron, and the Chacham say that he is exempt from Tashlumi. Apparently, Reb Meir disagrees with the next Mishnah, which rules Ganav V'Tavach B'Shabbos Einu Misham Tashlumi Dal Behei. The Gemara answers that Reb Meir does agree with the next Mishnah that he's Pater. However, the Braisa in which Reb Meir rules that he's Chayev refers to a case of B'Tevech Al De Acher. The animal was slaughtered through a Shliach, an agent of the Ganav. Since the Ganav is not liable for Mises Bezdin, he is liable for Dal Behei. And the Gemara explains, he is Pater Mises Bezdin for Shechita B'Shabbos, because of the general rule, Ein Shliach V'Avera, one is not liable for transgression through a Shliach. However, he is Chayv B'Dal Behei for Tevichu Mechira, because regarding Tevichu Mechira, Yesh Shliach V'Avera, one is liable for the Tevichu Mechira through a Shliach. And the Gemara cites three possible drashas for this exception from the following pasuk: Ki Yignev Ish Shair Oiseh U'Tevocha Oimachari, Chamisha Baku Yisham Tachas Asher V'Arbet Sen Tachas Aseh. U'Tevocha Oimachari, Ma mechira al de'acher, af tevich al de'acher. Oy, l'rabbis es ha-shliach. Tachas, l'rabbis es ha-shliach. While the Chacham of the Braisa hold Ganav v'tavach b'Shabbos pater for a different reason. Because they follow the opinion of Reb Shimon who says, Shechita she'ein ru'uya, lo yishma shechita, a shechita which is not fit, and that it does not render the meat permitted to be eaten, is not considered a shechita regarding other halachas which require shechita. Therefore, he is pater mitashlum medal v'hei, because this was not a valid shechita. Well, Reb Meir says Chayim because he holds Shechita Shein Ruya Shema Shechita. The Gemara continues to elaborate and explains that Shechita B'Shabbos is considered a Shechita Shein Ruya only according to the opinion of Maisa Shabbos D'Oraisa. When one is Mechal Shabbos B'Mezid, transgresses Shabbos intentionally, for example, he shechs or cooks on Shabbos, there is a Isra Achila Olam, it is forbidden to be eaten forever mid'Oraisa. However, Shechita B'Shabbos is not considered a Shechita She'ein Ru'uya according to the opinion of Maisa Shabbos D'Rabbanan. Therefore, the Gemara explains that the above-mentioned Braisa discussed three scenarios: Ganav V'Tavach B'Shabbos, Ganav V'Tavach L'Avodah Zarah, Ganav Shor HaNiskol T'vachei Misham Arba V'Chamisha Divrei Meir V'Chacham Patron. According to the opinion that Maisa Shabbos D'Oraisa, all three cases are explained as follows. The Chacham holds his Pater Medal Behei because Shechita Shein Ruya Lishma Shechita, while Reb Meir holds Chayev because Shechita Shein Ruya Shma Shechita. However, according to the opinion that Maisa Shabbos D'Rabbanan, we must say that there is no Machlekes in the first case of Ganav V'Tavach B'Shabbos, and all agree that Misham Tashlum Abba B'Chamisha, because it was a Shechita Ruya through his Shliach, and Kiko Pater Rabbanan Asha'ara, and the Machlekes is only regarding the other two cases. The previous Mishnah taught Ganav V'Tavach V'Achakach Hiktish, Misham Tashlum Abba V'Chamisha. If he stole and slaughtered an animal and then made it Hektish, he's liable to pay Dal V'Hei, because during both the Geneva and Tvicha, the animal still belonged to its owner. Similarly, Ganav Mishal Aviv V'Tavach U'Machar V'Achakach Meis Aviv, Misham Tashlum Abba V'Chamisha. If he stole and then either slaughtered or sold his father's animal, and then his father died and he inherits part of the animal, he's liable to pay a partial dal v'hei to the other Yershin, the other heirs, because during both the Geneva and Tevicha, the animal belonged to his father, but not to him. The Gemara asks a shayla. Ganav shor shel shnei shutvin utvachei. V'hoy de le'echad men mahu. If someone stole and slaughtered an ox that belonged to two partners, and he then confessed to one partner, he's potter from his shir of dal vehei because he was moed b'knas. However, the question is, does he still pay a partial dal vehei to the other partner? Is he potter entirely because chamisha bakam rachmanav lechamisha chatzai bakar? The word chamisha excludes a partial dal vehei. Or is he chayv to pay a partial dal vehei because chamisha bakam rachmana v'afil chamisha chatzai bakar? The word chamisha includes even a partial dal vehei. The Gemara explains that in the Mishnah's case of ganav mishal aviv v'tavach u'machar v'achkach meis aviv, if we are to assume that chamisha bakar v'loy chamisha chatzai bakar, one does not pay a partial dal vehei, the Mishnah can only be referring to where kagoyin she'omat aviv bedin. Bezin had already obligated him to pay a complete dal vehei to his father before he died. However, loy omat av bedin, if Bezin had not obligated him to pay before his father died, he's potter entirely, because since he inherits his father, he owes only a partial dal vehei and chamisha bakar v'lo chamisha chatzai bakar. But if we are to assume chamisha bakar v'afil chamisha chatzai bakar, one does pay a partial dal vehei, the Mishnah can also be referring to where loy omat av bedin. And even so, Misham Tashlum above Chamisha, he pays a partial dal behei to the Yershin. However, this is only in the case of Ganav Mishal Aviv, Tavach Umacher Va'achkech Meis Aviv. If the father died after the Shechita, because Karina Bebu Tvache Kule B'Yisura, at the time of the Shechita, the animal still belonged to his father. However, in the next Mishnah's case of Ganav Mishal Aviv Umeis Va'achkech Tavach Umacher, if the father died before the Shechita, he's not liable to pay a partial dal behei, even according to chamisha bakar v'afil chamisha chatzai bakar, because lekarina bei utvachai kulai beisura. At the time of the shechita, the animal parsha belonged to him, and he's therefore potter.